Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza and Matt Polacek, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm Alan Cardoza and glad to be back here at LA Talk Radio with my co-host, Dr. Matt Polacek.
Well, it's a beautiful day here. I am very, very grateful to have my good buddy back, feeling good. You look good, Alan. It's good to see you. And for those of you that have been listening and sending in questions and comments, thank you so much.
And please continue to help spread the word that every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, this show will bring special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain,
while bringing answers and options to making your lives happier, healthier, and more successful.
Now, this show will address issues such as locating your runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and so much more.
We will introduce you to talented authors, caring people, and new innovations in the area of health, security, and fun for you and your family.
Now, with our experience working with families in crisis, we've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields who are all working to make this world a better place for all of us.
And we've got a great guest today I'm very excited about. Minister Bob Ime has a distinguished career in business and spirituality. Through his career, his main area of interest has been in self-transformation and self-realization while helping people find and achieve their purpose and mission in life.
Now, Bob worked for two of the largest multinational corporations in the world. And then, in 1995, he left the corporate world and joined the priesthood under the mentorship of Master Ruho Okawa, founder of Happy Science in Tokyo.
Master Ruho Okawa is an international best-selling author who has released over 2,100 books to date, many of which have been on the list of bestsellers and have been translated in over 28 languages.
Wow. Now, after being ordained as a minister, Bob became a major presenter for Happy Science. Today, Bob is presenting Master Ruho Okawa's new book, Think Big. Minister Bob, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Honored me today. Thank you.
Well, let's just jump right into it. Think Big. What are some of the things that the people who read Think Big will learn?
This is telling us the power of mind. If you learn about this book, you can be the king of your kingdom of the heart. So this is enormous giving us an enormous chance to make you happy and make us so creative.
Well, and now that we know a little bit about the book, tell us about yourself and your relationship to this book.
Mm-hmm. I was born in Japan and raised in Japan. And I was learning about the electronics in college. And I started working for Toyota Group as electrical engineer. My major or my research subject is auto safety, car safety. I was trying to save people from the car accident, and I was good, very good. My research was a self-driving car, autonomous vehicle. So that will help to avoid a car accident. That was only the car. 35 years ago, and now Google, the kind of companies working on that project. And I was working for Toyota Group in Michigan, and also working with Ford and GM, and cooperate with the University of Michigan, and I was researching about the self-driving car. But when I came across Happy Science and the book, this is a my life-changing book, The Lord of the Sun, I realized my mission, and I drastically changed my mind, and I quit my job as an engineer in Toyota Group, and I became monk of happy science. And I started telling the people about our mission and also how to use our power of mind. So the Lord of the Sun, Lord of the Sun is the, my life change book, but also the Think Big is how to use the power of mind. It tells me how to use the power of mind. So the relationship of myself and the Think Big is this is my great the weapon to make people happy and let them create themselves as a happy people.
What
so that is a relationship.
What an amazing life change to be going from working on automatic cars to thinking big, and it's such an admirable task, and it's so incredible the mind. For you, what's the first step people take to start to fulfill their dreams?
At first, to realize ourselves is the potential and the possibility. What we can do is all depends upon us. People around there, recently many young people, they don't have any dreams. They don't know what they can do. And they don't know who they are. The first thing is to know we are the child of God. That means we have the same potential, same creativity as God has. Then we can embrace a dream. We can hold a dream. That is a starting point. To make our future brighter. So first, embrace your dream. Make it clear. That is a starting point. Anything coming from one thought, you are dreaming.
Now, you're talking about dreaming, and I know that some of the main points of Think Big is dream big, have faith, and be positive. What's your thoughts right now as in this country? We're going through a lot of negative information that's being put out there. How much of an effect do you think that has on people, and especially young people?
Yeah, that's right. Mostly people have a tendency of a negativity because we have a physical body. That will give us sometimes very negative influence. However, our true self is mind itself, soul itself. So in order to be positive, we have to know our true self is not physical body, but the soul. And in order to be positive, we have to know the power of mind. Do you know the tallest, not tallest, however, do you know how tall is the city hall in L.A.?
Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly.
454 feet. So it's pretty high. Mm-hmm. But how come it is that height?
I don't know.
Because the blueprint says 454. That's why the city hall, the height is 454. So that blueprint of the building is same as our mind. If we can figure out or draw the picture in our mind, that is a blueprint of our future. So if you think big, you can create a big future and bright future. All depends upon our thought, our dream in our mind.
And I like that, because essentially what you're saying is that what you think about, the blueprint that you set in your mind, that mm-hmm. is what we're going to see, or that's what we're going to become. Now, it's interesting, when you brought up as far as the height of that building, I thought you were going to go in a different direction, which is there are two ways to be the best or the greatest in a particular thing. And if it had to do with buildings, you can either build the biggest building, which is very positive, or you can tear down everybody else's building, which is obviously very negative. So that's kind of where I thought you were going. But yeah, I like the point is that we're establishing a blueprint in our brain and we're setting up pathways in our brain that will be positive and that will be focused on happiness.
That's true.
And it sounds like from what I hear you're saying, it really starts, and the book kind of explains this, with just one thought. Explain a little bit about that for us.
you know, the thought is our self. As I mentioned, our true self is the mind. Mind is the same as a thought. So starting point is, how do you think? What you are always thinking about is what you are. So that means your mind, your thought is manifest for yourself. So if you are thinking about to become a millionaire, then you will become a millionaire. If you love the poverty, you can become poor. So that I'm talking about. Starting point is our thought. That is true self. So we have to recognize what we are.
Okay, now you're talking about what we study. Now, for instance, I just did a documentary that had to do with homelessness. So before doing that, I was studying up on homelessness so that I could speak intelligently about it. Now, you know, I don't want that to be something that I'm putting in my consciousness. To me, I'm studying up on it because I'm looking for a way to help solve it. So how is it that we can take in or breathe in this type of information and not have it bring us down?
Actually, we have two kinds of mind. One is surface mind and the other is subconscious mind. So actually what is manifesting is in accordance with the subconscious mind. So we think every day, bubbles, many kind of thoughts coming up, but actually what we thinking about in our subconscious mind, that will manifest. In order to do it, we have to use power of words. So we can use affirmation positive words. So then we can change our subconscious mind to positive. That is a method to control our subconscious mind. That's very important. Our subconscious mind is pretty crucial and influential, manifesting what we are thinking about.
So you have this dream, you have this idea, and you want it to persist until it's true. So then what is after this point, what's the process? Do you start setting goals? Is there books? Like what's the process once you kind of come up with that positive thought or that, you know, idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First thing is to embrace your dream and make it clear. And the next thing is don't be a just dreamer. You know, just think about it is not enough. When you embrace your dream, try to make effort to realize your dream. And in that case, we have to set certain goals, like a long-term goal, an intermediate goal, and short-term goal. So we have to change our activity, our behavior to achieve those small goals and the intermediate goals and long-term goals. Then actually we are here to improve ourselves. So in that case, when you embrace your dream, that will bring us the improvement ourselves. So just achieving a dream is not enough. We have to improve our soul, improve ourselves. So that is a starting point. That means do it. Just take action. And relationship is effort, making effort to realize your dream. So that is more important thing than achieving our dream.
So it's basically this process of think big, you develop an idea, and then now comes the effort of starting to set goals, starting to write it down, and taking action, continuing the process.
Yes, that's right.
Now, you also mentioned in the book about one of the key ingredients is to overcome an inferiority complex. How does one go about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, when we are doing something new, we feel some sort of a fear because we may be failure, or maybe it's not actually manifesting. The kind of fear coming us. So in that case, we have to do something, make it happen. That is the action. However, the fear is the obstacle to make it happen. So what are you going to do when we face the fear? So somebody said, most fearful thing is to feel fear. So in order to overcome fear, what we can do is, what we are doing is right. What is we are doing for the sake of people's happiness, we are doing for the sake of God. That means faith is pretty important to make us a brave, courageous. So if the God is our side, how can we fear anything? So that is the point. Faith is a very great driving force to get the courage or brave, conquer the fear.
So it's really having this nice relationship when fear comes into your life to basically leaning on faith in these times.
Yeah. Yes, that's a very good chance to walk along with the God. So then there's no fear.
And in the book, you know, you talk a lot about the inferiority complex, and then we talk about, kind of persevering through the adversity and mm-hmm. through the setbacks during this process. When we have setbacks and adversity, is it similar to fear where we really just want to kind of lean towards faith, or is there other skill sets that we're looking at?
We have so many adversities in our life. However, those are for nourishment for our soul. We are here to improve ourselves, nourish our soul. So setbacks and that kind of suffering is good for us, for our soul improvement. But sometimes people feel like, I cannot do it, I'm not worth it, I don't do it. But that is a kind of inferiority complex. Because I'm not worthy enough. I'm mediocre. I'm not a great person. So in order to overcome our inferiority complex, we have to change our perspective. We are perfect. We are we are children of God. So we are here to solve those problems, those sufferings. So we have to be pleasure to face those kind of setbacks and failures. That is a nourishment for our soul. We are here to solve those problems. So that kind of perspective, we can overcome the inferiority complex, and also we can overcome the fear.
Now, Bob, to overcome that, there's different things that we can focus on. Now, we mm-hmm. can focus on eliminating the negative thinking, or we can mm-hmm. focus on where we're going to go in the positive thinking. How much time should we be distributing to each? In other words, if we're spending too much time focusing on all of that negative, are we just creating more negative pathways? How can we spend time on it, but not so much that we've now created a bigger problem?
Mm-hmm. I see. When we concentrate on the positive things, it's good. But sometimes we have to follow the monkeys, negative monkeys. But don't follow those monkeys. So if we focus on the monkeys, just we are surrounded by so many negative monkeys. But if we focus on the positive thing only, all the monkeys are gone. In other words, when we think about too much about ourselves, that is not happy. We should think about other people's happiness. If the way of thinking or the kind of thinking of other people, more than 90%, you are so happy because you don't think about too much about yourself, less than 10%. Then love for the other people, over 90%. This love is the most positive emotion, things. So 90% domain in your mind, the positive things. So think about others.
So when you're saying the monkeys, that's basically your concept of a negative thinking pattern?
Yep, that's right.
And then in the book, the thing that I thought was really interesting, Urokawa, you know, he says that the philosophies are like seeds of the mind. What does he mean by that?
The philosophy of the mind?
Well, it said philosophies are like seeds of the mind, like a seed.
Yes, that is the miracle of the mind. You know, if you sow the positive seed, you can get the positive fruit. The seed is, the thought is the seed. So if we put positive thought in our mind, our behavior, our future is a positive future. That's what we are talking about. And also, it's kind of another way to say laws of attraction. If you think about positively, you can attract positive things. If you think negatively, you can attract negative things. So that is the point. Because what we think about will manifest in this world. So sow the positive seed in your mind, positive philosophy, positive thought in your mind. That the way it should be.
Yeah, and what I hear you saying is that we have both in us. In other words, you know, there are positive seeds and there are negative seeds, and you know, it just depends on which one we want to feed. And what you're saying is focus on feeding the positive seed. And at that point in time, I'm guessing if you continue to do that long enough, the negative seed will probably just dry up and die.
Yeah, that's true. But sometimes we have to find, in order to get rid of the negative thought, sometimes we have to find out our negativity in our mind. You know, maybe they are thinking unintentionally. They think this is positive, but actually it is negative. So we have to think about which is positive, which is negative. So in order to define which, in order to know which is positive, which is negative, we have to do some sort of self-reflection, looking back your life. And this kind of thought brought me a positive side or a negative side. That is a cause and effect. We don't know what kind of thing will bear the good fruit or bad fruit. So in that case, looking back your life and sow the causality, reflect upon yourself and find out the causality, what is positive, what is negative in your mind.
You know, in thinking about that, I think about, you know, we have these different values and these different systems, good, bad, positive, and we're in such a divisive time right now. But what, one of the things in the book I thought was really fascinating was that the idea that we really want to develop a brain that that has both masculine and feminine qualities to it.
Now it is a little bit different, you know. A couple of decades ago, the women mainly doing the housewife, and they have to do so many things at a time. And the men are working, just concentrated on one thing. So a masculine brain is some sort of concentration brain, and the feminine brain is some sort of multitasking brain. So we have to balance these two brains, two tendencies, in order to achieve greater job. So nowadays, most women are working and are very specialist. So I'm not sure recently.
Well, and it sounds like what you're saying is that, you know, we're taking on a lot of different roles, and in doing so, we need to have aspects of our brain that is both masculine and feminine to be able to exist today. And I would certainly agree. Now we're going to take a break. Now for everybody out there, stay with us. The book is called The book is called Think Big, and we will be right back. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 25 years ago to to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shields specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
Welcome back to Answers for the Family. I'm your co-host, Matt Polachek, and with me is Alan Cardoza, and we are very excited to have Bob Emai here. Bob, you're a leader, basically, and the person who you've learned so much from Mr. Okawa and his journey. Tell us a little bit about him and how this all came to be.
Could you say that again, last part?
About Ruho Okawa and how basically his journey and how it, you know, his kind of world visionary came to be.
Yeah. He was born in Japan in 1956, and now he became 60 years old. He was kind of an excellent person when even he was a kid. And when he realized that he is he has a great mission to make people in the world happy, when he was 23 years ago, 1983, that he tried to found the Happy Science in 1986. And he was a very good person, and he is a talented person. And he started working for trading company, and he was dispatched to New York, and he learned about the financial things in Wall Street. And he was doing a very good businessman. However, he realized his mission to make the people in the world happy. Same as me, like the power of mind, and also ourselves is the child of God, that kind of stuff. So he founded Happy Science in 1986 and started Happy Science. And so far, over 200 countries and over 10 million followers studying the truth, and all the people, all the members trying to make people happy. And that is a rough life of his 60 years.
Now, and again, for everybody, in, you know, if you were listening to that, in over 200 countries, and you said, and you said over 10 million followers, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So again, you know, it's a huge focus, and I mean, and who can argue with it? This is the science of happiness. You know, it should be something.
That's right.
It should be something that's taught in school. You know, it's the science of happiness. That should be a major goal for everybody. And and again, and I had people ask about this. We had someone from Happy Science on a few years ago, and some people asked about it, and they didn't realize that. I mean, there are chapters here in the United States. You know, what are some of the major cities in the United States where there are congregations of Happy Science?
Let me see. We have headquarters in New York, and 8 branch offices in North America, such as L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, and Orange County. I'm located in Atlanta, Georgia, and also Florida and New Jersey. That's our temples. We are trying to expand the members and also branches all over the United States. That's what I like to do.
And it's amazing. I mean, it's an international thing, and it's even all the way up to our ex-president and the Japanese prime minister. Will you share the story about Bill Clinton and the Japanese prime minister and think big?
Yeah, actually, that's kind of story. That's the love of President Clinton. When Mr. Clinton visited Japan and to see the Prime Minister of Japan, and we Japanese are not so good at speaking English. So at that moment, Prime Minister Mori, I shouldn't say that, but Prime Minister said, "Who are you?" instead of "How are you?" to Mr. Clinton, President Clinton. But, President Clinton was so good wit and nice guy. Then he mentioned about, "I'm Mrs. Clinton's wife, husband." So that helped the Prime Minister of Japan so much. If the President Clinton corrected his English, it's so embarrassing for Prime Minister Japan. But that was a great attitude of President Clinton. He was so kind, so jealous, and so good with it. So that is a concept of way how we think or how we behave. That is a good example of the in the book of Think Big.
And, you know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, because I'm sure that his English is better than our Japanese, because your English is certainly better than our Japanese. So there's nothing to be embarrassed about at all. Now, in the book, you know, you talk about techniques and things about people facing particular problems. You know, what are some of the techniques for the people that are out there? They're driving, or they're sitting at their computer and they're listening, and they're, you know, maybe they're a little stressed. Maybe over, you know, all of the issues that have been going on over the last few months and stuff has them kind of depressed or really at high anxiety. What are a few techniques that they can use to just start to take some of this stress off of them and start to relieve themselves from some of the anxiety and head closer to a happier existence?
Mm-hmm. What I suggest is read a good books, very interesting, and a book that make you happy. That is a starting point. And also, easiest doing to make us happy, and also turn our mind into a positive. Or more easiest way is like meditation. I strongly recommend to meditate and calm your mind and focus on your breath. Then, as I mentioned, you know, all the negative thoughts is coming in, but focus on the breath. Then it's a neutral. Not positive, not negative, but still the neutral is great things. That will give us the calming mind. So that is a kind of a bliss or joy of tranquility. So that is the easiest and very cheap way to achieve our happiness. Meditate. That's very good.
And how often, for a person kind of following the happy science movement, how much is meditation incorporated into their lives?
In the morning and before going to bed. My meditation includes self-reflection and also prayer. That is a part of a meditation. And meditation reminds us the state of mind of spirituality. As I mentioned, our true self is spirit. Our true self is mind. A meditation is how to control our mind and how to realize our true self is mind. So meditation is first thing to realize who we are. Our true self is the mind, and we are connecting to the spirit world. So we can receive the energy from spirit world. So I strongly recommend to meditate anytime in the morning and before go to bed. That's very good for you.
You know, we mentioned, you mentioned your spirit, your mind, and your kind of the way you thinking about yourself and your self-assessment. Is for me, you were speaking, I was thinking, what if my self-assessment is, and it, is it different than how other people think of you, and does that matter?
You mean self-recognition? Ourself is like a mind and the physical body. And we think our physical body is true self. So we do what our physical body wants. But actually, our true self is spirit, mind. So we have to do what the true mind, true self requires us to do. So that is a point to be recognized who we are. And the spiritual self requires us to give love to the others. That will give us a strong positive feeling. So that's very good to know what, who we are.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about, you know, the disparity, you know, between self-assessment and how people think of you, I noticed that we have a listener question that kind of goes into that area a little bit, because what they say is that, you know, we live in a very precarious world, you know, with the disparity between the wealthy and the average and the poor is sort of continuing to grow apart. The challenges of thinking big may sound a little fanciful to many who struggle to survive. Does the happy science way focus on prosperity for all, or how to raise your own level of living?
The issue of self-assessment and how people think of ourselves, usually people see us very equal and fairly, but usually we think about negative side. So we think we are not loved by the others, we are not superior to others. So see ourselves like fairly and also honestly and from that point of view. And then what we can do is improve ourselves, not necessarily to compare with other people, and also don't expect other people say you are good or so, that kind of stuff. So even you don't get the enough evaluation from other people, God knows you. God always watching you. So don't worry about it. You can be yourself, and you can be a child of God. So don't worry about what the other people think about you.
It's almost as if the Akawa philosophy is based on focusing on yourself as an individual, and it starts there and then grows kind of as a nation. But it's really focusing on you and then letting it grow around you almost.
The relationship between the individual, the nation?
Right.
How do we define ourselves is pretty important. A couple of years ago, there's a movement of occupation. We are 99% the kind of stuff. You know, American dream is, as you know, our hope. America is a kind of a land we can hope for. But recently, that kind of socialism is spreading. We can be from 99% to 1%. We can transform ourselves to 1%. So everybody has possibility to become 1%. So that kind of philosophy, mentalism, is important. And that is a starting point, define ourselves who we are.
Okay, so, you know, tell us about Okawa's philosophy of the interrelationship between religion, politics, and success.
Actually, you know, politics is for the sake of people's happiness. Religion is the same, people's happiness. We can create happiness in our mind, but in this world, politics is pretty important, as you know. The combination of politics and individual happiness is kind of a responsibility for religion. So, happy science, we are dealing with political issues. Even now, we are like publishing some books about, is it okay to say that, like Donald Trump? And what we are doing is showing his guardian spirit. And Master Okawa is a kind of a media, a psychic. He can research his guardian spirit. So he found out Donald Trump's guardian spirit is George Washington. So it is so hard to understand. However, we, Happy Science, is like researching the spiritual side of politics. And what we can do is what is right, what is wrong. We can tell what is right, what is wrong. That means international justice. Recently, we published the laws of justice, and nobody's talking about the justice in the world. Everybody, every country has justice for their countries. However, God's justice is only preached by Happy Science. So that is a relationship between religion and the politics. That's what we are studying for.
That's great. You know, and Alan and I, as I know, we're kind of slowly running out of time here, but we are big fans of stories and hearing a story. And the author in Think Big writes about the diamond miners. Will you tell us a little brief version of that story?
Mm-hmm. About diamond mine, you know, it's a very famous story in United States. The one pastor started talking about the diamond story, Acres of Diamond. And that kind of story gives the people in the United States very courageous and hope. His meaning is to find diamond in yourself, not outside. And also dig into your mind to find your diamond. Make effort to find the effort. Don't stop it. Never give up to find your diamond. It's in there. So that is a story about to find your own diamond in yourself, in your mind. That is the meaning of the story.
And we as a society are always looking outside of ourselves versus inside, really, for the diamond. And so when, you know, I saw that, I thought, you know, this is really a nice way of looking at kind of self-exploration and growth. And it's a really a beautiful point he was making.
Now, we have another listener question that's coming in. And again, I want to thank everybody for for taking the time. When you take the time to send these in, you're welcome to call in. But it's also really nice when you send these in, especially when they come in ahead of time. This one reads, setting one's attention to the philosophy of positive thinking has been around for many years. I love the title of your book, Thinking Big. But how does that differ from the many other books that are out there with similar messages? And this comes from June in Riverside.
Actually, the difference between Donald Trump is writing the Think Big. The most important thing of our Think Big is to recognize ourselves as the child of God. We have divine self in our side, and the power of mind, you know. Think big is the for young people to make your future brighter. So this is a starting point to join the activities to make people happy in the world. That is a quite different, not only one part individual things. This is a cooperation of the all the people in the world. If we share this philosophy, this world become utopia. That is a difference of the Think Big of Happy Science.
You know, and when I'm talking to people out here, their big thing is that they're so busy. They're so busy. I don't have time. And one of the things in the mm-hmm. book really talks about using time efficiently and time is money. Will you explain a little bit about that?
Yes. Everybody has 10 time, 24 hours. That's so equal, so fair. But how to use it is very different, you know. First, related to your dream. In order to achieve your dream, use your time to realize your dream, not other wasting time. And in order to use your time effectively, use a very small units of the time, chunk of time. So sometimes learning Japanese, learning English in a short time, the world in a transition, when I drive to a office, listen to the Japanese tape or English tape, then you can learn the language very in a short time. The kind of use your very small chunk of time effectively. That is the concept. We have only 24 hours. This is everybody the same.
Well, speaking of time, time has flown by, and we're almost out of time. But, Bob, before we go, share with everybody, those that want to get in touch with Happy Science or a website that they can go to learn more about Happy Science and how to bring it into their life.
Yes, please come to the our website, okawabooks.com, okawabooks.com, or ruyho-okawa.com, ruyho-okawa.com. So you can find so many things in our website.
All right. And again, for anybody out there, if you're driving, obviously you can't write that down. If you go to the Answers for the Family site, you go to our site, all of this information will be down there, as well as you'll be able to listen to this show again or invite your friends to be able to listen as well. So again, Bob, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it very much. For everybody out there, again, feel free to go to our site and learn more about this. And also, please, everybody out there, be sure to put us on your calendar to tune in next Monday when we will discuss a new book called Forks Over Knives. Okay, it's the Forks Over Knives family, every parent's guide to raising healthy, happy kids on a whole food, plant-based diet.
And if you missed it or you want to share our show with your friends, please visit our archives of past interviews at answersforthefamily.com. You may also subscribe or resubmit your name to download your free copy of the Attitude of Gratitude Journal, your 21-day guide to achieving the quality of thankfulness through self-discovery.
And again, if you've listened to us in the past, you know that we have had some incredible guests that have written some books on grain, on sugar, on how the changing of our diet has changed so much and how it is affecting us. So again, this will be one that will help sort of take all of those things, put it together, and be able to look at what we can do now to raise our kids to be able to be very happy. And the next time that you're on Facebook or Twitter, please remember to stop by our page and check out some of our latest posts. And if you like them, please like us and spread the word. The more you spread the word, the wider the pool of guests we can bring to you. So for everybody out there, thank you so much for coming on, and be good human beings and continue to listen to Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza and Matt Polacek, only on LA Talk Radio.